Preface, after Wilfred Owen. This book is not about heroes. English poetry is not yet fit to speak of them. Nor is it about battles, and glory of battles or lands, nor any might, majesty, dominion or power, nor anything about glory or honour, about any might, majesty, dominion or power, whatever except war. It's this book is not concerned with poetry. I am certainly not concerned with poetry. Above all, I am certainly not concerned with poetry. Its subject is war, and the pity of it, war. The subject is war and the pity of war. My subject is war and the pity of war. The poetry is in the pity. The poetry is in the pity. I have no hesitation in making public. I have no hesitation publishing such. My elegies are not further consolation. These elegies are, to this generation, this in no sense consolatory to this generation. They may be to the next, a bereaved generation. They may be to the next. If I thought the letter of this book would last, I would, might have, used proper names. All a poet can do today is warn children. All a poet can do today is warn. That is why the true war poets must be truthful. That is why the true poets must be truthful. If I thought the letter of this book would last, If I thought the letter of this book would last, I might have used proper names. But if the spirit of it survives Prussia, my ambition, I and those names will be content, for they, ourselves, those names, will have achieved fresher fields than Flanders. Far be, not of war, would be, sing.